الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا بني لا تشرك بالله شيئا إن الشرك لظلم عظيم. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: يا معاذ لا تشرك بالله شيئا، وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله وصدق الرسول، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, my brothers in Islam and those who are listening, firstly we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with iman. We praise Allah jalla majdahu for blessing us with Islam. And we praise Allah Ta'ala for making us from the ummah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Deen is very easy. Shariat has been explained to us. As we know, that there are certain technical differences. First of all, Deen and Shariat, there are differences. Islam and Iman, there are differences. Rasul and Nabi, there are differences. Qawmiyat and Millat, there are differences. As far as Qawmiyat and Millat is concerned, that those who are interested, you can read the letters and discourses between Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Alayhi and Iqbal, the poet and philosopher. They discuss these differences. There is difference between major sin and minor sin. However, remember, in Islam we have got our own definitions. And in the ayat that I recited before you, it will lead to one principle. And that principle is what I would like to explain. Hazrat Luqman radiallahu ta'ala adhu, in one of our books about Hazrat Luqman radiallahu ta'ala adhu, I have written a foreword where we explain that Hazrat Luqman, the preferred opinion is that he was not a Nabi. He was an extremely pious, righteous philosopher, and every time he spoke, words of wisdom came out. Allah Jalla Majdahu records the time when he is passing away and he is speaking to his son, advising his son, counseling his son. He says, Ya Bunaya, that, oh my beloved son. In the Arabic, when you say Ya Bunaya, you're saying somebody is very beloved to you. And you want to tell him something special. La tushrik billahi shaya. Then do not ascribe any partners to Allah. Do not ascribe anything to Allah. And this word shay in Arabic is something like when you open a date pit. And when you open a date pit, you get a thin layer. He said that even. Do not ascribe anything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he goes to say that inna shirka, definitely, verily, most certainly, without a shadow of doubt, shirk la zulmun azim. This is a mighty zulm. This is a mighty and great and tremendous zulm. Zulm commonly we translate as oppression. But the ulama ikram explained to us that this zulm has got a specific meaning,
a specific definition. And that definition is what? وَزُّ الشَّيْءِ فِي غَيْرِ مَهْلِهِ. To put something where it does not belong. How beautiful is Islam and how wonderful is this language that is defining a word. And such a definition, I will explain to you, we can use it in so many other places. The definition? To put something where it does not belong. That will create a form of oppression. Example that we commonly give, that if you take your spectacles and put it on your knees, that is a form of oppression. Why? First of all, you are depriving your eyes from the spectacles, usage of spectacles. Secondly, you took the spectacles and put it on the knee, it's not supposed to be there. Thirdly, you are oppressing the spectacles itself. Now, Hazrat Luqman radiallahu ta'ala anhu is saying, see, this shirk is a zulm. Because Allah Jalla Majdahu, He is one. Allah is without partner. Allah is independent. Allah is our Rabb, our creator, our nourisher, our provider, our sustainer. Allah is one who does not require anyone to help Him. And if someone now wants to displace Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ma'azallah, and put some other person in place, that is an oppression. And that is a tremendous oppression. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one la sharik. And He is completely independent. He doesn't require daughter, son, mother, father. He doesn't beget nor is He begotten. He is free from mistakes and faults. And He is such that no one is like Him. And He has got control over everything. Respected elders, two things. One is shirk in relationship to Allah Jalla Majdahu. And one is bidah, innovation, in relationship to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Just as Allah Jalla Majdahu does not want anyone to be His partner, and it is oppression to have someone as His partner, similarly, to have something antithesis of sunnah, that is innovation, that is an oppression also. In Quran al-Kareem, Allah Jalla Majdahu wages war against those who indulge in interest. And in the ahadith of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we come to know that war is waged against those who harm the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, against the awliya ikram. In Quran al-Kareem, there are loads of ayats, many ayats, stating clearly that Allah Jalla Majdahu will forgive everything, but He was not going to forgive shirk. And in the ahadith of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there are so many ahadith deploring and showing how detested and abominable is bidat. Just like shirk is diametrically opposite against tawheed, bidat is also opposite of sunnah. And whenever people indulge in bidah, then sunnah leaves the life of a person. What we are getting here is one rule, that وَزُّ الشَّيْءِ فِي غَيْرِ مَهْلِهِ فَهُوَ ظُلْمِ. That if you place something where it does not belong, then that is an oppression. As far as aqidah is concerned, belief is applicable. As far as amal is concerned, this rule is applicable. As far as social life is concerned, this rule is applicable. As far as politics is concerned, this rule is applicable. As far as our economical life is concerned, this rule is applicable. How? If a person decides that, no, interest is good, he decides for himself, no, interest is good, and legal profit is not right, then that is an oppression. And that is, now you're looking for trouble and Allah will wage war against you. If you take in the place of profit and put interest and think that you are making profit, that is an oppression, you are looking for great difficulties. Hey, respected elders, we have got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is our creator and Allah alone is our creator. And everyone besides Allah is the creation. The creator is the creator. The creator is unique. The creation is the creation. The creation has to make ibadah to the creator. No sooner we decide to give the creation the qualities of Allah Jalla Majdahu, that is an oppression. And that is, we are going against Tawheed. And Tawheed is the cornerstone of Islam. Respected elders, the special qualities of Allah Jalla Majdahu, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Mushri Khusha, He is Hajat Rawa, He is Allamul Huyub. If you take these qualities that you give the creation, that is an oppression. If you have to say some creation is also all powerful, is also all knowing, is also the one who removes difficulties at the time of difficulties, then that is oppression. If someone has to say, no, besides Ma'azallah, besides Allah, someone else knows like how Allah knows, then that is oppression. The creator is the creator, the creator is Allah, the creator, His unique qualities are unique. Respected elders, now we have got the Anbiya alayhi salam. The Anbiya alayhi salam, the most superior and the best Nabi, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The master of all the Anbiya alayhi salam, the leader of all the Anbiya alayhi salam, the most superior of all the Anbiya alayhi salam, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we are fortunate we are in the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you get the five Jalilul Qadr, Ulul Azam, Anbiya alayhi salam. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, heading the five. Respected elders, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. Then we get the Sahaba Ikram, the companions of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And amongst the companions of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we get Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then Hazrat Ali karamallahu wajhu, then the Baqiya, then the remaining of the Ashara Mubashara. Respected elders, then after the Sahaba Ikram, we get the Awliya Ikram, the pious and the righteous ones. See, there is a sequence. There is a system in Islam. Allah, no one is like Allah. Allah is Allah. Allah is wahdahu la sharika lahu. After Him, the Anbiya alayhi salam. And amongst the Anbiya, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best. And then the Sahaba. And amongst the Sahaba, the Khulafa'i Rashideen, they are the most superior. Then the Awliya Ikram. And difficulty arises. And chaos starts, and we have ourselves in deep water, as Ali has said. Ali was a poet, and he said the difficulty, the couplets that he stated, the difficulty is when you have taken the wali, when you have taken the friend of Allah, and you have given him the status of the Sahaba. And when they have taken the Nabi, and they gave them the status of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See the Christians, where they slipped up. They took Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, servant of Allah, Nabi of Allah, Rasul of Allah, and they gave him divinity equality. And they took Isa alayhi salam and said he is son of God. This is when they took a creation and put the creation in the position of the creator. That is zulm. Uzair alayhi salam, Nabi of Allah, the Jews took him and put him as Allah. That is zulm. And in these days, respected elders, our mentality is going in the direction where we are taking the saints. Remember, by talking about the awliya and the saints, remember our belief is very clear. we from the Ahle Sunnat wal Jamaat, we recognize sainthood. We believe in the awliya ikram, karamat awliya hakun. We believe that their miracles that come out of their hands, it is truthful. But the wali has to be in his position. We have taken the wali and we have put him in the position of the sahaba. That is when the difficulty has taken place. All the walis, respected elders, combined, all the walis combined cannot equal to the lowest of sahaba. Sahaba is sahaba, the people who saw Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They stayed with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They saw wahi coming. They saw Jibreel alayhi salam coming and going. They went to battle with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with him. They saw the beloved face of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can we compare other people to them? Respected elders, the Kaaba, tawaf is made of the Kaaba. This is special. And this is special quality of the Kaaba. That besides the Kaaba, no other structure we make tawaf of. We as Muslims do not make tawaf of stones, do not make tawaf of statues, do not make tawaf of pictures, do not make tawaf of graves. Why? This tawaf is special for Kaaba. And if you have to do it to any other structure, that is zulm. Cover the khilaf of the Kaaba, and there is a khilaf of the grave of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are specialities. And if you take the specialities and make it general, that is zulm. Respected elders, this principle, wazzu shay fi ghayri mahalli, applies everywhere. If you take a person who is a butcher and tell him to do an operation, you take one person who is a butcher and make him do a highly sophisticated surgery, that is zulm. If you have got a toothache and if you go to the doctor, then you are going to the wrong place. You're supposed to go to the dentist. And if you got a problem, medical problem, and you go to the dentist, you're going to the wrong place. If you got a carpentry problem and you go to the mechanic, you're going to the wrong place. That is zulm. And our social problems, how this works, this principle? When the son decides he's becoming the father of the house, and the son decides, no, I will go in my house, my father's house, when I want to, how I want to, and I will dictate the terms in my house. And when the son takes the position of the father, that is oppression. That is zulm. That is putting the father out of position. And when the daughter decides, no, I will do what I want and leave the mother, respected elders, that is zulm. So in social life too, when the father has to remain the father, the mother has to remain the mother, then the house will function properly. And if you switch the positions, then you will get and become a sign of Day of Judgment, when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a time will come when people will listen to their wives and not their parents. Why? This zulm has occurred. If you take a person who is not qualified and make him prime minister, that is oppression. If you take a person who is not qualified and make him trustee of the masjid, that is zulm. If you take a person, for example, who's sweeping the theater and make him do the operation, that is zulm. Respected elders, understand this principle. And then you can apply it to every part of your life. But you have to understand it well. That if you put something where it does not belong, that is a oppression. And shirk is the greatest oppression. As Muslims, respected elders, we should stay away definitely from all forms of shirk. And there are so many, about 8 or 10 types of shirk. Some other time I will explain. And then we should make every effort to hold on the sunnah, stay away from the bidah. In that lies our success. And in our social, political, economical life, whatever Shariat has said, that is good. And if we try to displace it by our systems, that is oppression. That is zulm. May Allah Ta'ala grant us ability to understand this very simple deen. Apply this principle, you will be successful. I apply this principle, I will be successful. We apply this principle, we will be successful in this world, in the qabr and in the akhirah. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.